Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Day one of the state wrestling tournament here with the Pella girls, who had their day end, but 1-2 for both of you, each getting a win on the way. First of all, Elizabeth Thomas, Isabella Smith. Elizabeth, you obviously got to start this program with JC Olsen a few years back now, and here you were today with your whole team here cheering you on. Obviously, I imagine you'd rather be wrestling tomorrow, but still a pretty special moment.
Yeah, I think it was really fun just to come back and see this place again and actually being able to wrestle. Just get a couple last matches in before, at the end of my senior year.
Well, and Isabella, you start your day with a win over a girl you defeated to get here to state. And then from there, two really tough matches that were fought really tough. Your thoughts about your day? Obviously, I know you'll be going to tomorrow, but hey, you got a win here and we're top 12.
I feel like I did pretty good today. Not the outcome I wanted, but, you know, I wrestled my best and did what I could.
Well, and Elizabeth, obviously, anytime you're in these kinds of tournaments, there's, you know, more excitement, right? The talent's really there. What did you learn even just through these matches here today about yourself as a wrestler, knowing you were going against the best of the best, and what was it like to challenge yourself that way?
I think going into it, I knew that some of these matches were going to be really hard, but I was just going to keep wrestling really hard. I kept telling myself that no matter what, I'm going to try and keep my head up. And I think that worked really well for me. And yeah, I just wanted to go out there and give my best no matter what the outcome was.
Well, and Isabella, you were here 2 years ago and obviously came in as a bottom seed in that tournament. This year you had a chance to kind of wrestle from front. You even got a win this year. What was so much more different about you as a wrestler this year, especially as opposed to 2 years ago? And how much do you think you've grown since then, knowing you're here today and had a chance to wrestle for a state title?
Well, it's way different starting in, and I had a lot more confidence with it. Like, being able to go out there and knowing that I was expected to, like, win matches was a little tough, but, like, also at the same time, it was, like, kind of comforting. I feel like I've grown so much as a wrestler. Like, freshman year me probably would not even believe where I am at this point, so, yeah.
And Elizabeth, this is the way you end your time in green and white here in the wrestling team. I know you've got some work yet to do here before graduation, but your thoughts about being able to help build this program and to know that going into next year, there will be so many more girls who are part of it that all want to get here and be able to wrestle.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see what becomes of this next year, especially because we had a really big freshman class coming up this year, and I know that even seeing what they've done this season, they're going to be amazing next season, and the middle schoolers that are coming in, like, they're all great, and I just feel like our team just keeps gaining more and more people, and I love it.
And Isabella, you get a chance one more time not only to come here and make that journey, but to help also grow the program. How excited are you for the next 10 months in building Pella Wrestling behind the scenes, so to speak, and to get yourself ready for next winter and have a chance to be right back here wrestling for another state title?
I can't wait. I'm going to push myself to the max this off season, and I'm going to bring my team with me, so can't wait.
Should be a whole lot of fun. Elizabeth Thomas and Isabella Smith going 1-2 each of you today at the 2025 State Wrestling Tournament. Congratulations, ladies, on an excellent season, and look forward to whatever you're doing next. Thank you.
Thank you.